hearing that God's yoke is easy and that we can lay our burdens on God, we can lay the things that are hard for us on God, is helpful in a week like this when our news cycle has been what it is. You all know about what's been happening in the news, and so I'm not going to go into it this morning. But I do want to look at some of the ways that we can give our hard things to God and find the strength in ourselves to be one of the helpers. And so it is serendipitous that we have St. Francis Day today, not only because we get to hear this reading this morning, but because of who St. Francis is. Now, does anyone out there know something special about St. Francis that they can tell us? Anybody at all? Fiona.
His father was very rich.
Ooh.
And he decided to separate from his father, so he took off all of his clothes in the town square.
I think I can let Fiona preach the rest of my sermon right now. That was good. I was expecting to hear animals. I was expecting to hear about gardens, because we see St. Francis statues in gardens, but that's exactly right. We hear mostly about St. Francis for his love of nature and animals. But what many of us don't know is that St. Francis was born to one of the most wealthy people in his time. His dad was a silk merchant, so he traded these fine cloths and made a lot of money doing it. And so Francis could have had any life he wanted for himself. But what he chose after a pilgrimage showed him both the beauty of simplicity and the pain of poverty. He chose a life of poverty. He chose a life to use his education that he was afforded because of who he was and where he came from to teach others about God, and started monasteries. He was an amazing man. He was one of the helpers. And the hymn that we sang 800 verses of when we walked in this morning is what St. Francis wrote on his deathbed. It was 7 stanzas long because there was 1 stanza for each day of creation. So if you read through that very long hymn, and don't think so much about the barking dogs and your swirling bodies, and think more about these beautiful words and the fact that they came from a man who knew he was leaving this place, it takes on something extra. It was the canticle to Brother Loom. It was a canticle and an ode to all that God has created. And so on this week, when we're giving all of these hard things up to God, I think about St. Francis, and I also think about Mr. Rogers. Because Mr. Rogers said something after the 9/11 attacks that has stayed with me. He said, "My mom always told me when something horrible is happening that you can always find God if you just look for the helpers." This has been a tough week. I've said that already on many different levels. And so when I looked around my life for the helpers, I found one of them. Come here, buddy. This is Alistair. He's very excited to be here today. Oh, yes. Oh, this is the greatest day ever. Alistair is a helper. Alistair helps me to see God. You help me see God, too. And so I started to think about some of the things maybe Francis thought about when he looked for God in creation. So what can I learn about God from Alistair? Do you guys have any ideas? What could I learn about God from my pets? You're thinking, okay, I'll come back to you. Does anybody have any ideas? What is a way that you might learn about God from your pet?
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Alistair wants to say hi to all of you so badly, and he's trying to leap from my arms. He greets everyone the same way. He wags his tail and runs right over, and if we're small enough, we might be bowled over, because he loves you just the way you are. What's something else I can learn about God from Alistair? Yes?
Was that much as you love your pet, God loves you as even more as you love as much as you love your pet.
Exactly. God is so much bigger than we can understand. That as much as I love Alistair, and I love him, God loves me more than I can possibly understand. Yes.
Alistair is two different colors, which represents good and evil.
Ooh. We're getting pretty theological over here, friends. Alistair can represent good and evil in the same way that there's a balance of good and evil in our world. And we've seen both sides this week. That's right. Alistair stays calm, even when I'm upset. Alistair gets more calm when I'm upset because Alistair knows what I need in that moment. We can learn something about the kingdom of God by looking at all elements of creation. We can see it in this beautiful flower arrangement up here. No matter what else is going on outside, flowers represent a beauty that we can't possibly describe in words. We can try, but God gives them to us, and they are buoy to our souls. We like to talk about Francis with creation, with our pets, and there's a reason for that. But Francis was so much more. Francis looked to creation to find the face of God. And he found it most often in the faces of the poor and the needy. And so when we go forward from this place today, I hope we will take examples from Francis and from Alistair and from all of our fuzzy friends here today to greet everyone we meet warmly. Look them in the eye, representing all of humanity. We make that connection. And we see the face of God. And when we have those hard days or hard weeks, we can sit and wait for God to be there with us, because as much as we love our pets, God loves us more. And God loves us unconditionally. And so this week and every week, I commend to you St. Francis. Look at his life. I hope you will look at the Pope's speech to Congress and see the ways that he has taken on his namesake's traits to proclaim them to a new generation in a language we can understand. Amen?
Amen.
And so now, friends, before we continue on in our service, we are going to bless our beasts.